because you can handle the truth.
Broadcasting live from Studio E down here in Central Florida. I'm your host, Steve Elkins, and this is Off the Beaten Path. Today's date is July 25th, 2021. It's been a full week of news, sound bites, and news that is being passed off as real news, much of which we would call or label the fake news. Please go to the RBN website for great resource articles and provocative insight. That would be republicbroadcasting.org. My email is offthebeatenpathsteve@gmail.com. Happy to be here. Thank you for showing. We got a lot of stuff to talk about tonight. Let's start off with what's going on in the world right now. What do we have going on? Well, we got the Olympics, the 2020 Olympics, Tokyo. Has anybody figured out yet why they still call it the 2020 Olympics? The 2020 Olympiad. In 2021, July. I don't know. Maybe it was all the T-shirts that were printed up or something. I don't know. The merchandise, the coffee mugs, the T-shirts, all that other souvenir garb that you can buy. I don't know. Nobody's explained that to me. They just keep saying it. It's the 2020 Olympics. Really? Okay. All right. It's a huge bust. Tokyo, Japan is actually going to lose about $800 million. Huge bust. TV rights, nobody's watching. It is special. The Olympics are special. Not to be confused with the Special Olympics, but nobody's watching. Nobody's watching. I'm not watching. They don't have spectators. They got cardboard cutouts. Isn't that kind of cool? Cardboard cutouts. The athletes look up in the stands and see cardboard cutouts. They have some canned crowd noise. They'll play over the speaker system there. That's got to get you psyched up for the big race. Yeah, look out there in cardboard cutouts and the canned cheering. What I remember about the Olympics, and there's a little bit of family history, Olympics in my family. My sister made the 1980 Olympic team swimming. Didn't get to go because of politics. Thank you, Jimmy Carter. Worked her whole entire life here to be the swimmer that she was. Make the 1980 Olympic team and then be told, no, you're not going to go. No, we're not going to let you go. It's politics. You know, that whole Afghanistan thing, the Russians invading Afghanistan. Can't go. Everybody else gets to go, but no, America, you can't go. So I kind of lost interest in the Olympics after that. And then I actually further lost interest in the Olympics because of changing of the rules. The United States wanting to win at everything they do to, you know, to beat their chest to say we are the best in the world. We are the greatest nation on this planet. That they're willing to send professional athletes to the Olympic Games to cheat out amateurs just to get the gold and wave it in the air. Look at us. We're so great. We beat you. We beat you. I have a problem with that. I have a huge problem with that. Amateur athletics are getting cheated out of these Olympics every 4 years. It's embarrassing. I don't want to participate. I don't want to watch. I don't want to support it in any way. Sending a U.S. basketball team, bunch of tree toppers, sending them over the best of the best we have in this country. And we have the best basketball teams. I mean, no doubt about it. I mean, these guys are huge. They're amazing. And you're going to send them over to, what, play little third world countries? I mean, that's like putting Mike Tyson in the ring with Gilligan. I mean, it's embarrassing. Gilligan running around in round circles. Mike Tyson's going to pound you when he catches you. It's ridiculous. It's not sporting at all. And that's what our Olympics have turned into. But I remember as a child growing up, the Olympics were big. You know, I was an athlete. I was a swimmer. I was a tennis player. Of course, there was no tennis in the Olympics back then. There is now, which is ridiculous. Another ridiculous situation is that you have the best tennis players in the world. Rafa Nadal, Roger Federer, Novak Djokovic, all these guys meeting each other almost every other week in a tournament somewhere, playing the best and the best. So it's not who's the best in the world anymore. That's usually what the Olympics was every 4 years. The competition, who is the best amateur in the world? We don't see that anymore because we want to win so bad. We want to rub it in everybody's face. We're great. We're great. We're great. And so there you go. Professional sports in the Olympics. But what I remember about the Olympics as a kid watching it, it was kind of exciting as a kid to watch it. I mean, you had these goals, these dreams of maybe I'll be good enough swimmer. Maybe I can go to the Olympics someday. Yeah, maybe not. Wasn't in my situation. But my sister did make it and didn't get to go. There's 4 years down the drain. And that's pretty sad to spend that much time and training and the sacrifice my parents placed in our swimming careers to get the best, the finest trainers, everything. And then suddenly, boom, dashed, all taken away. But the opening ceremonies were always very special to watch the athletes as they came into the stadium, all dressed up very nice. You know, they had the best uniforms, and they would march in, all big smiles, waving at the crowd, and the crowd would be waving back. And those crowds that would be waving back for their home country, well, they're nationalists, in a good way, nationalists. Whereas this is the highlight of nationalism, the Olympics, and those who support their nation are considered nationalists. Somewhere along the way, the liberals have decided to make nationalist synonymous with white supremacist, and we know that's not the situation. They're just ignorant. They don't know what they're talking about. You support your nation, you're a nationalist. It's a good thing to be a nationalist, to love your country. But they came in and they would wave at the crowd and, you know, the cheers and the music and the spectacular center of the stadium, the what was ever going on, some special dance and music and everything. And it was just a really neat situation to watch the opening ceremonies of the Olympics. And then, of course, the closing of the ceremony, that was also very nice because they always had a spectacular show of some sort, whether it's fireworks or something. This year, they had the opening ceremonies. They had Naomi Osaka, half black, half Japanese girl, light the torch. Poor choice. I got to say, this woman is a prima donna. It's all about me. But then again, she had some good training. She had the Williams sisters, Serena and Venus, mainly Serena, teaching her the bad habits of being a celebrity athlete. And she's a huge supporter of BLM, and she gets really on the soapbox and talks politics. When she, you know what, just can we just find athletes who just want to play the game and forget about the politics? First of all, most of the time they don't know what they're talking about, you know, or they have an agenda. But that was a poor choice to have Naomi Osaka to be the person that opens up the games and light the torch. Bad choice. She ended up bowing out of the French Open after the first round, even though she won it. She doesn't like the media. She doesn't want to talk to the media. And she was talking about the mental game, the mental issues that she's having with being a star athlete and her psychological state. And she just can't handle questions from the media. But she had no problem being on Sports Illustrated in a swimsuit bikini this last week or 2 weeks ago, or being on Vogue magazine. That wasn't a problem. No, no, no. That's all me. That's me. But if somebody asked you, you know, your service game wasn't that good, and you made a lot of unforced errors, and you did this wrong, and, you know, what happened today? I don't want to hear negative. I don't want to hear negative. That's fine. And so she bowed out of the French Open and got a nice big fine, too. And she said she's going to continue doing that. So that's fine. Just keep it's part of the game. You know, you win, you get to speak to media. You lose, you get to speak to media. And you could do it on a positive note to say, you know what, it wasn't my day. I could have played better. I don't know what happened. I wasn't hitting my shots. It just didn't click today. And congratulations to the person who won today. Kudos to them. That's what you do. You know, you can't always win. And you have to give credit where it is due to the other component, the other competitor. It's just, that's part of the game. It's part of the game. You know, everybody likes to win. And when you lose, you gotta be humble. And you got to say, I'll try hard next time. And actually, it's good for the game. Actually, in men's tennis right now is probably the worst of the game because Novak Djokovic is winning everything. He's probably, he's tied now for 20 Grand Slams along with Rafa Nadal and Roger Federer. He's still got a few more good years left in him. I think he'll probably be the overall winner of the number of Grand Slams. I wouldn't be surprised. That's quite a accomplishment, and congratulations to him. But it is kind of boring to watch a game when you know how it's going to turn out all the time. So I'm hoping a new infusion of young blood tennis players will get in there and make the game exciting again. So let's get back to the 2020 Bust Olympics here. $800 million is going to be lost right off the bat. Of course, television rights, we're not going to be watching. Who cares? Advertisers won't advertise. Why should they? You're not watching. I'm looking at some of the events they actually have, which to me I think I find quite embarrassing. These are hardly the events of the very first Olympiad. Oh, these are changing times, though. I forgot. We have to go with the times. So right now, we have 34 events, 339 medals to be given out in this Olympics. Table tennis. Jeez, we played that in the garage as kids. Never figured that would be an Olympic sport. It's just a game, right? I guess not. Tennis, again, the pros, every week they see each other. They got four Grand Slams. That's ridiculous to send professional tennis players. I wouldn't participate if I were a professional. I'd say, no, I think this is for amateurs, and I'm not going to cheat out an amateur. It would mean nothing to me to play in the Olympics because I play these guys all the time. Surfing. I don't know. Do they have a wave machine that they're all like on the cruise ships? How are they doing the surfing thing? How's that working out? Surfing. Badminton, another backyard game in the Olympics. Huh. Badminton. It's a fun game, but I don't know. Surfing, again. Climbing events. I guess they got a climbing wall. What's the deal? The difficulty or how fast you can get up the wall and the time you? I don't know. Skateboarding, that's another ridiculous one because they have the X Games, and that is their Olympics, the X Games for skateboarding. I'm not sure why they have a double Olympics for them. Karate, baseball, and basketball. Again, we have the best in the world. And so we go up there and beat up on little third world nations and just to get the gold, to beat our chest, to say we're better than everybody else. I think it's embarrassing. I have watched my last Olympics. That's probably several ago. I will never watch another Olympics again. And the Special Olympics, who's watching that too? I'm sorry, but that's a fact. I'm not watching Special Olympics either. The only one who's watching Special Olympics are probably family members and friends. That's it. Nobody's watching this. Not that they shouldn't have their own little vents and do little things. I think that's cool. That's good. I have no problem with that. But to actually dedicate and call it an Olympics and go through all the hype that you do with the regular Olympics, I don't see it. I don't see it. Well, some light at the end of the tunnel for us. We're going to talk about that tomorrow night with John Stadmiller on the National Intel Report. But evidently, there's some light at the end of the tunnel. I got some new information the last couple hours that in Texas, Senator Tom Hall talking about Senate Bill 1669 and basically saying it is illegal to force, mandate a vaccination in order to keep your job, your position. And they're pushing that one through. And I can only hope that that's not just for Texas, that that will follow through with the rest of the 49 states. And we can put an end to this. The Supreme Court supposedly has stepped in also, stopping supposedly universal vaccines. These aren't vaccines anyway. There is a big difference between a vaccine and a shot. I think we've covered that enough times. I'm not going to go through that, but you know the difference between a shot and a vaccine. So we'll talk about that tomorrow night on John's show. Looking forward to that. Get my notes here. Lots of stuff going on here. California's going back to their little shutdown. Back to the masks. I guess I understand that Gavin Newsom has found $100 million. $100 million to give out another stimulus check here pretty soon. Just in time to stop that recall, or at least get the recall not to go in the direction against him. There is some good news that Larry Elder is now going to be accepted as a candidate for put on the ballot for the next governor. And I think it's good. I know they tried to find ways to say he can't be he can't participate, can't be a part of it. Again, going after taxes. Isn't that funny? They go after the taxes. Let's go after Trump's taxes. Let's go after Larry Elder's taxes. And no, he actually played by the rule book. He did everything right. He filled all the paperwork out, crossed all the T's, dotted all the I's, turned it in on time. And so there's nothing they could do. But again, we're talking about corrupt individuals who are just scared to hell, scared to death of having a Republican in office. They don't want that. They want their liberal Democratic policies, policymakers. And I think Larry Elder's going to win. I definitely can't see Bruce Jenner, and I'm not going to call him by his female name because that's ridiculous. That's Bruce Jenner. Bruce Jenner in drag. By the way, have you seen Bruce Jenner in drag lately? Have you seen Bruce? Have you seen Arnold Schwarzenegger lately? I don't know. These two guys have probably had a little bit of plastic surgery done, but I tell you, not looking good. Not looking good. Yeah. Going back to the Olympics, one thing that bothered me also, and this is just the icing on the cake here, of cheating. Let's talk about cheating in the Olympics real quick here. New Zealand is sending a male transgender, Laurel Hubbard, Hubbard like the squash, and this Laurel Hubbard is a very, very big woman, weightlifter, built like a Hubbard squash, huge. Nothing, not attractive, nothing you would think about taking home to mom, no. Take to the state fair and hopefully to get a blue ribbon maybe, but not to mom and dad. Laurel Hubbard, I think, was known as Larry Hubbard before changing the name. And the rules, well, you know, you used to have your parts removed in order you can compete as a transgender, a male and a female sport. It changed the rules on that now, and now it's just going on your testosterone level. So I guess there's a way to tweak it down to make sure you don't have an advantage, but they known or shown reasons that it doesn't matter. You still have a little more testosterone than the girl next to you you're competing against you. So, again, cheating out some other people in her own country to participate in this year's Olympics. Laurel Larry Hubbard in his first Olympics. Not for that. So, again, another killer for the Olympics. Not wasting my time. And this is probably going to be a regular now. Every 4 years, we're going to have transgenders trying to squeeze in and beat the hell out of women. You know, and it's just no fun. It's embarrassing. It truly is embarrassing. And I hope it fails. I hope everybody says, I'm not going to waste my time. And, of course, hit them in the pocketbook. That would be the advertisements. And if you don't buy their product or you don't watch the TV, they're wasting their money. And maybe this will all come to an end, the nonsense of men trying to compete as women. Let's hope so. But California is returning back again to the masks, and I can only assume the lockdowns are coming pretty soon, too. They want to completely destroy the state of California. They really do. I'm very glad I left. I'm very glad I left. There were some nice things. I still have some great memories. But pretty much everything I really did enjoy has been removed. And so now it doesn't hurt quite so bad anymore. I think back on the good times. California is not the same. It will never be the same. It will never go back to what I remember. It is not the Golden State any longer. It's become the Rainbow State, the state of illegals, and it can only get worse. And the door is wide open, which had me thinking about the other day. There's been some good positive things said about the governor of Texas there, Greg Abbott. And, of course, supporting law enforcement and as far as no defunding, getting the money up there, borders, watching the borders. But a question I have about that is National Guard. We'll talk about that next break. We'll come out.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Bumper tonight provided by guitarist Paul Brown and Keely Minuccia. Special effects. Some great stuff tonight. Something relaxing. We need something relaxed tonight. A lot of crap going on. We need just some chill out music tonight. Telephone number 512-248-8252 if you have the minutes. If you don't, 1-800-313-9443. Happy to take your call and your comments, questions, whatever you got going there. Appreciate it. Saw a poll. By the way, just a prediction. This is just a little prediction. We've seen a couple athletes, a handful of athletes in the Olympic Village that have turned up positive for COVID, probably false positives, using the faulty PCR testing. But do not be surprised. Do not be surprised if the Olympics are shut down. the perfect COVID false flag. Again, ramp up the cases, get the fear up, level up high enough, and then push hard for the solution. Of course, the solution is the shot itself. Don't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, this is, 2020 Olympics in 2021. That's the first oddball right there. But do not be surprised if I'm right on this, that something next couple days, they're going to have an explosion of cases in the Olympic Village, and we got to shut this thing down. The Olympics have come to a grinding halt. It's over. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. Saw a poll. I looked over at Mike Rivera's website the other day, and that's why I take a look at his website, see what kind of articles he's got. And I did notice he's got some polls on there on whatreallyhappened.com. Employees talking about vaccines or the shot itself. Employees, required COVID shot, a poll taken, yes, no, maybe, I don't know. Yeah, I hate that, maybe, I don't know. Just one or the other, say yes or no. But evidently, yes, 9% of the people polled in this poll saying, yes, I think that employees should require the mandate, the shot. No, on the no side, 88% said, no, I want no part of it, and it's not right. Only 3% are the guys, the 3%, I was getting a kick out of this, I don't know. You don't know. I mean, think about it for a little bit. You know, take some time. Think about it. Now give us an answer. Yes or no? I don't know. Put me down in the I don't knows. What? These are the same people that have I don't knows for about everything in life. You know, pick something. I don't know. Saw another one also on the website there. Trump running in 2024. 80% say yes. They want him back. Not this guy. 17% said no, and again, I don't know. 3%. Is that amazing? 3% on this one over here, and then 3% on this one here with Trump, 2020. I did see a doormat the other day. It's being sold. It said Trump's Revenge, 2024. Doormat. I don't know. There was a text and an email I got the other day. I'm going to throw it by you. Let you think about it a little bit here. It comes out of Salt Lake City, Utah, a former Marine officer. His inside scoop on the military active duty telling him that the officers were told, and I could assume it's broad spectrum here across the board, all through the military, but the officers were told to get their business in order, their houses in order. Referring to shortages, referring to get everything in order. Something big is coming here. Get your food in order. Get your, you know, all your supplies. Everything you think you need, get it all in order now. And I can assume that probably goes down slope here to the common enlisted personnel also. Something is coming. At least that's what he indicated in the clip itself, Salt Lake City, Utah. Something's coming, and get your things in order. Get your house in order, which we should have been doing all along anyway, right? We should have been stocking up on some extra stuff in case to ride out the storm for shortages. And actually, what I told you was going to happen about a year and a half ago is actually happening now. I told you shortages were coming. I told you beef was going to be in short supply here. The beef shortage, that's why they brought back the Burger King, brought back the Impossible Burger. There's a little signs of what's coming. Shortages. They give you a little taste of, hey, by the way, think about this. Your phone call is 512-248-8252. I want to hear what you're talking about. I want to hear what you're thinking. Let me just speak myself. I want to hear what you've got to say. Call.
My baby, she may not have looked like one of those bunnies from a Playboy book, but she got something much greater than gold. I'm crazy about that girl, she's got so much soul. She's got the kind of love.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
This is Off the Beaten Path. Steve Elkins at the mic here on a Sunday evening, July 25th, 2021. I'm talking about to get your house in order. Your food supplies, your pantry supplies, everything you think you need. I mean, you'd be surprised how long that list can be. But the last thing you want to do is be waiting and saying, my gosh, I don't have this, I don't have this, and then rely on the government for whatever else you need. That puts you, that puts them in the driver's seat and puts you in the back seat, actually. I've been doing this for a while, and you just go along all along, little by little, add to the supply of what you need. But I will tell you one thing, that when you get to where you think you're very comfortable and you're sustainable, that you can, ride out a storm, a significant storm, Don't make the mistake of telling everybody. Don't make the mistake of going to work and say, well, I've got 50 pounds of flour and this and this. Don't run around bragging and telling people how prepared you really are. Because unfortunately, the worst of humanity will come out when the shortages are severe. People will forget about religion. They'll forget about their brother. They'll be in your doorsteps wanting what you have because you have too much and you must share with us. Don't make that mistake. I saw right now we got paint shortages, house paint shortages, crazy. And I asked, what's going on with that? Sherwin-Williams. Well, our plant is in Texas, and of course, a lot of stuff coming from China. And of course, that log jam they had in the Suez Canal, that caused problems. And then the trucking industry, of course, they're not shipping as much. And then there's a special ingredient they actually put in the paint. They can't share that with anybody. It's top secret stuff. And that comes from China. So China is not really our good friend right now. Thanks to Washington, I have no problem with China. Stainless steel shortages. Coffee is going to be in shortage. Lots of things. Food in general. Food. Chicken. Tyson had a recall, 4,500 tons of chicken product pulled off. You start seeing some chicken on sale, buy it up, freeze it. Get another freezer if you have to, another refrigerator. Stock up on your protein sources. You'll thank me later. Let's go to the phones here. We've got our first caller for tonight, Pat in Texas. Welcome to the show, Pat.
Hi. I got two or three things, but you're right.
Okay.
You're right. And I think people, I keep saying people should get their affairs in order for somebody in their family to die. Because if they die suddenly, you got that to deal with. And now you got, and then you got all kind of, the nursing home trying to get all the money.
That's true, too. Yeah.
Stuff like that.
What the government doesn't take, what the government doesn't take in digital currency, make sure it goes to the right place, right?
Yeah, that, you go on YouTube and learn all the words so that if you do talk to, an advisor, you'll already know what the words are. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Right.
Okay. The other thing is, I really think that I have figured out how we got this way. I think I just figured it out a few minutes ago.
Sure.
Trying to talk to somebody who watches TV, and you can say, I'm not going to talk to anybody who watches TV. Bye. But then they text you the whole thing. Okay. Do you remember when all the Democrats would come out and they had an anecdote to tell you, one story? They did everything with one story. I don't think Trump did that. Because,
kind of a one size fits all?
Well, yeah. They'll tell a story about some sad story or something. Mm-hmm. And they've done that for years. And now that's all people want to look at, that one story there. Well, this lady, I said, well, I could give you several more. Some guy saying that he's in the hospital with it, but he was still not going to take the jab. And, no. Listen now, she's trying to tell everybody to take it. I said, see what I mean? I said that. They've been doing that for years. They take one story and win an election. And people fell for it.
Yeah.
Remember?
Well, Pat, remember this one fact, that politicians are the only people in the world who create problems and then they campaign against them. That's a fact.
Well, most people are not going to figure that out, Steve. But
that's
they sure
right.
did
yeah.
fall. They're falling for that one story deal right now. That one story deal, they sure are. And I'm just telling people, the more important thing to do is make sure that they're all going to go to heaven too, because the way things are looking right now, I just think the homosexual, the LGBT people, I kind of think that they just, people can't wait until everybody's out of here so they can run everything the way they want to, and they don't have to worry about a lawsuit here, a lawsuit there. But they don't know that the Bible says they're going to be taken first. The Bible talks about the wheat and the tares, and the tares look just like wheat. You can't pull them up, you pull up the wheat. But you wait until the wheat gets grown, and then it bends over. And then the tares, they're sticking straight up because it's not real wheat. And they go, they take all the tares out. Mm-hmm. It's never been taught right in church.
I think you've heard my theory on what I think is going to happen is that the end game is to eliminate religion altogether. It's to get rid of your faith, because your faith is discriminating. You people who pray and who go to that church and that big building there with the cross on it, you're all discriminating, and you're all very nasty, mean-spirited people. And I told you from the very beginning, we got into this huge mess based on one word. And actually, I have to put some blame on the churches for actually taking it in. But the word was tolerance. Please be tolerant. Be tolerant of other people. Tolerant. Tolerance got us in this huge mess now. And, you know, the foot is in the door. Now that the person's fully in your house. And this is out of control. The woke movement is out of control. The LGBTQ is out of control. Black Lives Matter is out of control. Critical race theory. Everything has gone in that direction because we all decided we were told to be tolerant. Be tolerant, Steve. And I think you know where I stand on this. I say increase your intolerance. It's time to push back and push back hard. Let them know you're there. Step on a few toes. Mash a few toes. Show up at that PTA meeting and tell them that you're not happy. This is not acceptable. School is for reading, writing, and arithmetic, not for talking about sexual preferences and sexual practice and this and that. That's none of their damn business. We need to push back on it.
Another thing, too, Steve. Do you know the weirdest part about this whole thing is Corona means crown.
Yes,
well,
it does.
You know what? In Christianity, a crown is a very important thing. Supposedly in the Bible, it says that every person we get to the Lord will be some added to our crown. I used to remember we had a preacher one time. He said, "I hope my crown is so big that I have to roll it down there, because you're going to give your crown will be given to Jesus." Mm-hmm. So why wouldn't they pick a word that's crown? Have you ever thought of that?
No, but I'll tell you, it was planned many, many, many years ago, many years ago. Well, this just didn't happen overnight. This was all planned. We know about Klaus Schwab. We know about the World Economic Forum. We know about the great global economic reset. We've heard Fauci. We've, the lies from Fauci, gain of function in Wuhan, which is interesting. We're going to talk about that in a little bit here. This is, and we've seen the Gates video, Bill Gates video, talking about eugenics, about how to bring down the world's population through healthcare reform type situations and through vaccinations. We're talking about sterilization. I think he was talking about sterilization then. Now I think he's got something else totally on his mind. They want to get rid of a good portion of the population much faster than just sterilization. That's going to be part of the program also, but I do believe they want to thin out the herd really, really fast.
Back in the 90s, this guy here in Fort Worth, who's practically owns Fort Worth, suddenly I can't remember his name, the rich guy, he was well known. They said, he's a really benefactor, a benevolent person. He's always giving money. He only gave money to Planned Parenthood. And he got caught in 1996. And so what he did is that's when Bill and Melinda Gates formed their foundation, and he started giving the money to them to get rid of people.
Right.
Uh-huh. We know behind the secret... I can't remember the record where people took a camera in there and talked to Planned Parenthood. If I give you this much money, will you make sure that it's this race or that race?
Right.
Remember that?
I do. I'm also looking for something else here to throw at you for a quote here. I got to find it. God, I got so many texts. I'm going to find this either soon or I'll find it on the next break. Very important quote I got to find here. I will. Thank you for your call, Pat. Need to get back. We got two more calls in the loop here. Thanks for your call always. Going back to the phone here, Frank in New York, you're on the show.
Hey, Steve. Great show as usual. Okay, I know it's early, but it'll be another great one like the previous ones. You know, Steve, I hear these people jump on the Trump train. They're still on the Trump train. You know, I was big on the Trump train. You know what I mean? Early on, I was out pushing for him. I donated money. I was putting up, you know, lawn signs and stuff on people's property, with their permission, of course. You know, but, Steve, people forget a bunch of broken promises. Could I list a couple, if I may?
Sure, go for it.
Okay, you know, he was going to get Obamacare overturned. He didn't do it. People go, John McCain put the thumb down. John McCain did that in September. He had two more months. He had John Kyle coming in from Arizona. He could have overturned it, but he didn't. He said he was going to get along with Russia. Why shouldn't we? You know what I mean? But then he didn't get along with Russia. He's got his advisors telling him, you know, we got to squeeze him, sanction him, do this or do that. He said he was going to get our troops out of the Middle East. He didn't do that. He said he was going to establish a vaccine commission. He talked to Robert Kennedy Jr. He started to, but then he talked to Bill Gates, and that went bye-bye. Okay? He was supposed to get a voter integrity commission through, but he didn't really pursue that, which I'm sure he would have liked to now that he saw the outcome here. He was going to jail Hillary. That was one of the big things. Jail Hillary, you know, and build the wall. He didn't build the wall. He didn't jail Hillary. You know, he was going to go after those hedge fund managers at Goldman Sachs. He brought them in. Gave them positions in his you know, his administration. You know, Steve, he did sell weapons to the Saudis so they could slaughter the people. He gave Bibi Netanyahu the house. He kind of screwed Roy Moore a little bit. He left Julian Assange twisting in the wind. He could have pardoned him, but he said, bring him over here and pardon him. But he didn't do that. You know what I mean? He did push bump stocks, on the rifles there, you know. And Soleimani, you know, they say, he took him out. You know, that Soleimani was invited to Iraq to win there for peace talks. And then he gets assassinated. And that was on Trump's watch, you know. And he's abandoned all the people. Those people are getting tortured, Steve, right now down in Washington, D.C. And the vast majority of those people didn't do anything wrong. Okay, I mean, it's crazy. You know, I mean, look, I even voted for Trump last time. Who could vote for Joe Biden? I mean, that guy doesn't know where he is. You know what I'm saying? But these people got to say, hey, you know, let's look at what Trump did. He talked good. He teased the people along. Oh, we're going to fire Fauci. We're going to do this, the hydroxychloroquine, which, I mean, hydroxychloroquine works. But, you know, the way that it came out, he should just come out and say, hey, look at, you know. And then, you know, after he came out with that, then states started batting it and this and that and holding it back. You know, they had to get the numbers up, you know. And, you know, you were right on the beginning, right from the beginning. You said that it was all a big hoax. And, Steve, you know, more and more people got to start waking up and saying, hey, this isn't the catastrophe they told us it was. You know, I mean,
I agree.
Especially with there's no flus anymore. Nobody gets the flu. You know, when they get that 13 grand for saying it's, you know, the COVID, obviously they're going to go in that direction, brother.
Yeah, I agree. I just found that quote. Hold on here. I'm going to read this quote to you here because I found it and it just came to me and I had to find it where it was. It was a quote by Henry Kissinger, who was Secretary of State at the time. And the quote actually dates back to February 25th, 2009. Kissinger quote from a speech to the World Health Organization Council on Eugenics, February 25th, 2009. Once the herd accepts mandatory vaccinations, it's game over. They will accept anything, forcible blood or organ donation for the greater good. We can genetically modify children and sterilize them for the greater good. Sheep control minds and control the herd. Vaccine makers stand to make billions. And many of you in this room are investors. It's a win-win situation, a big win. We thin out the herd, and they pay us for extermination services.
Wow,
that
I
is
heard
from
that
Henry
before,
Kissinger,
Steve.
February 25th.
Yeah, wow, imagine that. I mean, that guy's been evil for decades. You know what I mean? But I never heard that. But, you know, he was calling the shots. I mean, they predicted a lot of this stuff, and we see it coming. And unfortunately, the majority of Americans, I don't know, you know, they're not aware of really what's going on here.
They're not.
You know, unfortunately, a lot of them still watch the mainstream news. And, you know, even Fox, you can't trust them these days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You guys are one of the honest sources out there, actually.
Yeah, we'll try to be accountable.
Well, you guys do a great job.
We're not perfect. We make mistakes, but we come back and We make it right. See, I got it right. I got it wrong.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
Okay, Steve. Thanks.
Hey,
bye.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Commercial break. Next caller up is Mark in Texas. Stay tuned for him and a lot more to talk about here, so stay tuned.
Of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we are back off the beaten path. Steve Elkins at the mic here. And the last caller, Frank from New York, was talking about our performance, I guess, here at RBN, and we're accountable. And if we make mistakes, we come back, we eat some crow. I've eaten crow twice.
Oh, yeah.
And but I got to say that blind belief in authority is the greatest enemy of truth. And we know that. The mainstream media, you know, people were saying that Fox was the savior, you know. The rest of everybody else was fake news, and then I looked over and I saw plenty of fake news on Fox. Tucker is kind of hot. He's cold. I don't know where he stands sometimes. When he called out the FBI on the insurrection in Washington and that they were part of it, allowing it to happen, basically facilitating the insurrection, then that was a pretty bold move. I got to say that was a bold move. And sometimes he's come forward and he's revealed some good stuff that we should know about. Other times he's kind of backed off. He knows who pays him, you know, the big check he gets. Hannity, I have no respect for Sean Hannity whatsoever. No respect for Sean Hannity. He's a troll. He's a paid troll. He had Alan Dershowitz on last week, and this is the guy that said the government has the right to hold you down and stick a needle in your arm. You have no rights. And he actually had this guy on his show. So no credibility, zero credibility, Sean Hannity. He's a troll.
I'm great.
What else? What other comment you have for that? Anything? Nope, he's gone. Okay. Let's go to Mark in Texas.
Dave.
Mark in Texas.
Dave.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, Mark.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Love the jazz.
Oh, you like that, huh?
I do, yeah. How about a little Stanley Kramer?
What about Kramer?
Stanley Kramer. I think he's jazz. Old. Anyway, I could be wrong.
Are you talking Floyd Kramer?
No. Jazz.
Okay.
I think Stanley Kramer, I think. Anyway, hey, that's how I called.
Okay, what's going on?
Hey, great show. The first thing we have to do, all those who oppose this government, tyrannical government,
agreed.
The first thing we have to do is we have to lose the fear of our government.
I agree. I agree with you. I'm going to stop you right there. I agree with you. You know, if you ask people on the street, I find people that like this all the time. They may agree, they may share the same opinion as you, but they're not willing to stick their neck out for the issues. They're not willing to do that. I actually am willing to do that. I am willing to do that, and I have done that. I've gone on peace marches, anti-war marches, expecting to be handcuffed and taken to jail, and I will gladly do that. Because I'm not.
Well,
I don't have a fear. I don't have a fear. I don't have a fear of standing up for the right. I don't have a fear.
Well, let me
in jail. I'll go before the judge, and I'll make my case of I have the right to challenge what the administration, what the government is doing. I have the right to do that as a citizen of this country. And so, where's the violation? I'm within my rights to challenge. I'm peaceful.
Yes.
I have not caused any crime. I have not caused harm to anyone. So where's the violation?
No, I agree, Steve. Hey, hang on. I'm talking more hypothetical. What I'm really saying is, look, were you afraid when Obama took office?
Mark,
well, I was a little apprehensive.
Mark, hold the thought. We'll come back in the second hour. I got to hear what you got to say. Hang on.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people.
So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.